This is Colourful Radio.
Bridget, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're doing great.
Good, good. Can you?
It's freezing.
It's freezing, but you guys are still out there for Barack Obama. Bridget, first and foremost,
yes.
Tell me, where have you guys travelled from?
We've travelled from Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh. And how long did it take you to make the journey to Washington, D.C.?
It took us 27 hours.
My goodness. So obviously you didn't take a plane.
Off of Barack.
You didn't take the plane then. You didn't fly to Washington.
No, we drove.
Why did you choose to drive 27 hours to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, for Barack. Everything for Barack Obama. What he stands for and just who he is.
Oh. Do you know, I've got a very good reception. Where are you at the moment?
We're in a hotel. We're getting a little bit of relief from this cold. You know, we're Texans, so, and it's about 21 degrees, I think, but with the wind chill, it's probably about 18 or 15.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
so we're in here to get a little relief, get a little breakfast, but everyone is in great spirits. We're getting ready to go back out into the mall and get positioned.
I understand. And like you said, you're from Texas, so you're used to the heat, the humidity. So,
this
weather over there is not good for you at all.
It's okay. We'll do whatever for Barack.
Oh, that is
lovely. Whatever, what he stands for. We're here for him.
Oh, that is lovely. So what does Barack mean to you, Bridget?
Hope. You know, having a black son, it just means that everything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what a fantastic role model.
Everything.
Mm.
And well, you know, not necessarily a role model, but in the U.S., there have been things that have kind of been taboo with African Americans, and just being able to have a African American president.
Oh, wow. Wow. Take your time, Bridget. I can understand. The emotions are high. I mean, it seems surreal. Doesn't seem possible, does it, in our lifetime?
Right. It doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Because that's just been one of the things you're like, oh, well, you know, son, you can't be that, but you can be everything else.
Yes. But here he is, the first black president, 44th president of the United States of America. Now, the crowds, explain. Tell us about the crowds. How many people can you see from your hotel room?
Oh, there's so many people. It's unbelievable. But, you know, everyone is very calm and, I mean, everyone is together and is helping everybody. So it's a surreal kind of thing when you see a mass of people, but everyone is just like family.
Yes. Oh.
Whatever color, whatever nationality, everyone is just getting along, helping everyone. It's unreal.
It is. Sorry, go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, so it's been a... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go on, Bridget.
Yeah. So it's just people on top of people on top of people. We left the house about 3:30 this morning.
My.
Okay. And we ended up, the train parking lot was already full. But, you know, people just took it in stride. We had to park like 2 miles away and walk to the train station and then get to the station. And then you get here and it's just people. Because, you know, the inauguration starts at 11:30 a.m. People have been out here since 5 a.m.
My goodness. Well, have they slept the night?
You know,
did they actually sleep the night, do you think? Do you think that they slept over?
No, they didn't let you spend a night out there. They didn't start letting people into the area until 5. So people were actually out there at 5. And, you know, the parade doesn't start until 2:30. People are already positioned for the parade. So it's unbelievable. I'm glad we made the 27-hour trip. I'm very thankful.
Oh, wonderful. So have you guys got your cameras on at the ready?
Yes. We have cameras flashing everywhere.
You don't want to miss anything, do you? You don't want to miss anything. So, Bridget, do you actually have a ticket for this inauguration event?
No, we don't. We don't have a ticket into the inauguration. But let me tell you, whoever set up this whole inauguration thing for Barack, they did an excellent job. They have viewing big, huge screens everywhere.
Wow.
So you can stand so far as about 20 miles away from the Capitol, but you have a screen and you feel like you are right there. So there's a screen like every 5 miles.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that's what makes it so good, because you don't have to crowd up all the way to the front. You can just stand anywhere in the mall area, and they have screens everywhere. Oh, they did an excellent
job. That is just absolutely incredible. So if you wanted to, you can actually stay in that hotel and view him from the hotel.
You can, or just walk just slightly out and just get into the mall area, and you're fine. You don't have to try to make your way all the way to the front. You just get in the mall and near screen, and you're good to go. It's like you're right there.
Absolutely, good to go. So you're going to be going to any of the parties tonight as well, Bridget?
We went to a ball last night. We went to a ball and they had the OJs. So we had a good time last night. So I'm operating on about 2 hours sleep. So, you know, take it all in stride.
You don't need sleep. This is all in the name of Barack.
Right. It's all for Barack.
And is Ishmael there, your husband, so I can speak to him as well?
Yes, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Ishmael, how you doing?
Hey, fired up and ready to go.
You sound absolutely
fired up and ready to go. That's our slogan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This is a wonderful historical moment, and we wouldn't miss it. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
I know. I mean, 27-hour journey. That's incredible. Well done, Ishmael.
It is wonderful. Yes, we drove 27 hours to get to Washington, D.C.
Amazing. I was asking your wife, why did you, opt to actually drive 27 hours? Why didn't you just get on the plane?
Well, because it would have been real easy, and my son wouldn't feel the impact of this historical moment. Just fly in and then, fly out. But driving all the way down here, going through all the different states, went through Louisiana, we went through Mississippi, went through the Carolinas, went through Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Just meeting different people at every stop, everybody excited, making friends along the way. It was more like a pilgrimage to us.
Absolutely. That's fabulous. And did you have the camcorder on as well while you were going through all these different states?
Yes, we got cameras, camcorders, you name it. Freezing cold, being Texans, we're not used to all this cold, but it is freezing cold.
Well, you're doing very well for Barack, very, very well indeed. But I love the way you said that you have your camcorder as you're going from state to state. So you're actually, you doing a little mini film asking people how they felt about Barack Obama becoming the next president of the United States?
Well, we just wanted to soak this up as much as we can. We wanted to soak up the history. We wanted to soak up the experience. And, it is once in a lifetime. I mean, if you had asked me, maybe a year ago, if I, ever thought there would ever be a black president in the United States in my lifetime, I'd probably tell you no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's just an amazing time, and here I am, being able to witness it, and being able to let my son see it.
Yes.
Just the fact that he can see Barack up there, just to inspire him and let him know that, hey, one day, he can also make it.
Absolutely.
So we're all excited, because it's something else to tell the children they can be whatever they can be, and then they look up there and they don't see anything. There are no images that look like them, or they don't feel like, right, whatever.
Yes.
But now, he can really see it. They're like, look, it is true.
That is
true.
Yes.
Barack did it, so why not me?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you mentioned inspiration, Ishmael. So does Barack mean exactly that for you?
Barack means a whole lot of things to a whole lot of different people. He's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
He's uplifting. He's more like the dream that Martin Luther King talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, we're going to... And the great thing is, he is a true African-American.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy being an African and his mother being an American. So he's a first-generation African-American. So he brings back not just the American experience and the African experience, mm-hmm. but it just brings back a whole global experience.
Yes, yes, truly.
And they have the people from all... I just met a guy here from Kentucky that drove 18 hours down here.
Wow.
And he's got his... Yes, he's got his great-grandmother with him, who's about, I don't know, but she should be in her 80s, and she wouldn't miss it for anything.
Oh, that is glorious. Absolutely glorious.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, I have my Obama T-shirt on, so I'm with you guys in spirit, okay?
No problem. We'll send you all the pictures, so, you know, you can have, we'll have them online for you, so you can look at them.
Please
do. Yeah, but
do.
we're at the Raison 4 Hotel. It's packed. We left the house around 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't stop till 12:30, I think, or 11:30.
Wow. It doesn't stop until it stops, Ishmael. Enjoy the day, okay? Have a glorious day. And
thank you
for talking
so
to me. Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio.